There were six of us in the room, a couple short of one for each month I'd been back on Magenta, if you want to think of it that way. Four of us were alive, talking the strained small talk of strangers forced together by social ritual. The other two were ghosts of Alicia, my wife. 6 years had passed since she ran. 6 years since she stowed away on a freight train and died when the people she was running from blew it up. She'd sold us out and betrayed her people. She was a traitor who'd sent good men to their deaths, her silence assured by a lone madman with a bomb who'd called himself Loki. That's what the world thought of her. When the Bureau had brought him in, Loki claimed he worked alone. Most of the investigators on the case hadn't believed it, but Loki had never cracked, and the Bureau had never found any evidence to say otherwise. Less than 6 months after his trial, he was dead, shanked in the showers on the penal planet Colony 478. I didn't know who'd done it or why, only that it had been some petty dispute between inmates. I didn't buy the story about Alicia being a traitor, but Laura did. Laura wanted to be somewhere else, maybe anywhere. She was as bitter about Alicia's betrayal as she was sure of it. To her, the other three of us sharing our memories of the woman we'd all loved was fingernails on a chalkboard. But she'd gritted her teeth and come with me anyway. Now she sipped at her scotch and kept her mouth shut and tried to smile. Only the tightness round her lips gave her away. The other three of us were maybe the three people in the world who wanted to think Alicia'd been pure. Me and Alicia's parents. 6 years since Alicia died. I was talking to them for the first time since it had happened, stirring up old memories, long boxed away, ripping wounds supposedly healed. I didn't want to be there, and they wanted me gone. But it was a thing that needed to be done, a boil on all our futures that needed to be lanced, so we could all move on. I was putting her to rest memory by memory. The thing I'd been trying to do ever since I came back to Magenta 8 months ago. Alicia's parents were Wynne and Charlie. I didn't know Charlie's real first name, only that it wasn't Charlotte, and that no one had called her anything else for at least 20 years. Alicia had taken her looks from Charlie, and her manners too. Charlie was always gracious to me, even though we both knew she thought Alicia could have done better. We were in their home, a dull, functional apartment, too large for just the two of them, tucked away in a quietly prosperous first-fall suburb. One of the walls was running a documentary on the stay expedition's exploration of Magenta's poles last year. The sound was dialed down, but I think all three of us were subtly listening through our servants, something to distract us from each other. The second transpolar expedition had reached their dig site 3 weeks ago. No one knew quite what they were going to find, only that there was something under the ice that wasn't a rock. A lot of people thought it was an old crashed ship, and so polar exploration was hot news right now. Although hot probably wasn't the right word for a place cold enough to make a man's lungs freeze. I was learning a lot more about that than I had a use for. There are some things of hers I didn't know if you might want them. Or to look at them, Charlie said. I thanked her, although I had no idea what she meant, and she didn't seem about to tell me. I didn't want any more of Alicia's memories. I already had way too many of those, but Charlie was trying to be nice. So what else was I going to say?
Wynne, could you get them?
Wynne was drunk. Not falling down, word slurring drunk, but drunk enough that his edges had started to blur. He nodded and left the room and didn't look at me. Charlie'd been gracious when Alicia chose me over all the others she might have had. But Wynne hadn't ever seen the need. When he'd bothered to hide his disdain, it had been beneath an oil-sheen veneer of brittle formality. But now his precious daughter was dead, and everything they had left of her was tainted by what she'd done. No matter how much he secretly blamed me for it, I was still the only one who might have the will to climb the mountain of evidence against her and comb it for a shard of doubt.